Hi, good morning again to all of you. It's been a pleasure to be with you today, Brad. I'm having so much fun. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Well, again, you have somebody, and you've had several people this morning that you already know, and we have got a situation coming up, diagnosed 8/21/2018 by UConn Health, who initially thought she was going to have a problem, and it's just went from one thing to another. And I know that you know her.
Yes.
I didn't realize this until you told me when you got here, and I just said, "What a terrific blessing that is."
Yes, Marisa Bosa.
Yeah,
Marisa, welcome to the Brad Davis Show, the talk
Hello.
Of Connecticut.
Hello. I've been listening to you all morning. I started it, and I was like, wow, love it.
So talk to us about Fight for Mobility. Tell us your story.
So Fight for Mobility came about because, in essence, when I was diagnosed, it seemed a little grim, right? I had an inability to walk. I struggled, and so what I needed to do is really meet with the trained specialist, which was Dr. Wade at Mandel Center, and work closely with my physical therapist.
And you're diagnosed with?
I was diagnosed by UConn initially, and then it was confirmed by Dr. Wade at Mandel Center. For
MS,
multiple
correct?
Yes, with multiple sclerosis, mm-hmm. Correct.
Yes. So talk to us. Take us on a quick journey before we get to the event. On you were working out and you were training for something. Were you training for a marathon? You were training at Iron Will Fitness, Carmen Hormaz's studio in Manchester. And
right.
So what was happening?
I was falling. Actually, the day I was diagnosed, I went to do to step on a box jump, and I fell. And that day, I remember looking at Carmen saying, something's wrong. You know, falling a lot, not feeling right, something's wrong. And it was that day that they had said, you know, your brain scans show acute demyelination.
And so
what happened was is that to begin is in April, I went to UConn because I was training initially to run Philadelphia Marathon, and I just kept falling. And I thought, maybe I need to lose more weight. Maybe I need to strengthen my back, not realizing that it was neurological.
Wow. And so you've gone on this journey since you've been diagnosed with MS. You've garnered a lot of support in your professional setting, because I think at one time you told me the story that you were walking around with an umbrella to sort of mask the fact that you actually had something wrong with you. And then what made you come forth to tell that you had MS?
Part of my background personally and professionally is really all inclusion, right? So I felt like I needed to be honest that I was battling something. And knowing that it was going to be embraced, and knowing that it was going to be accepted, and to stop hiding behind this literal umbrella and start wearing my AFOs at work, start working closely to just say, this is what I have, and I am going to get through this.
And so you decided to bring more awareness to MS and to tell people that they don't have to be ashamed and that they can fight for mobility. So talk about the event that's happening on Saturday at 9 a.m.
Yes, so this is exciting. At Iron Will Fitness, the event is to come, $20 to attend the boot camp class. When you do that, when you go to Iron Will Fitness in Manchester, you have the opportunity to also win a prize, right? So if I can just say that really quickly is there's some community involvement. So not only is there an mm-hmm. event that brings money and funds to the MS Walk at Rentschler and in the one in New York City that I'm doing, but also companies like the Green Meadow Lawn Care, Swiss Cleaners, Between Rounds, they've come together and said, hey, we want to support this event, and we're going to also contribute funds to the Saturday boot camp class, which ultimately goes to the MS Walk.
And Fleet Feet is helping.
And Fleet Feet, yes. Steph Blosey, Fleet Feet, she gave me this awesome box. I'm, like, coveting the box, but I know it will be brought to the event. And I know whoever wins it, it will be exciting. Because, again, if you think about it, Fleet Feet is about running. It's about walking. It's about mm-hmm. being mobile.
They're the best for shaping your feet for running.
Yes.
Yeah, and then Salon Roush and iSankofa and others that have come together. Because it takes a village.
It takes a village.
Right.
Does.
And so what is the message for people that have MS? Because sometimes explain to people what happens to a person when they're not able to move and to have mobility anymore.
So what happens is, what MS is the multiple lesions, right? And what happens is it breaks down the myelin. And when the myelin is broken down and there's no myelin sheath, the nerves are exposed. So what happens is you have anything from what I have visual issues. So my left eye, I have ophthalmology issues, I have hip issues, I have problems physically. So it goes all the way down my spine. What I have to do proactively, so what I want to tell anybody that has MS, is work closely with your physical therapist, which I have Hanger Clinic, an orthotist who's amazing, Abby Downing. Work closely with a personal trainer. I have Ken Bruno. He's my running coach. Carmen, she helps me every Wednesday strengthen my hips. But it's not just one day. And so people with MS, those who suffer from it, they really need to get stronger. And the only way to do that is to put in some dedicated time to keep that mobility.
And how do we get in contact with you to come to this event, get involved, and get involved with the MS Walk in Connecticut coming up?
Well, you can email me directly at fightformobility@gmail.com.
Okay, excellent. So we hope that, I know that we'll be reaching lots of people out there that have MS or maybe have been diagnosed that need some hope. How about people that maybe aren't able to work out, but they come watch you to be inspired with others that want to work out to inspire them to keep going? Can they come?
Yes, please come. If you can't come and work out that day, but you want to just come, please, because I welcome that, and I would enjoy meeting everyone's battling something, Yvonne, and you know what? Let's just come together and just encourage each other.
And what's the address?
So the address for Iron Will Fitness is in Manchester, Connecticut, and I actually have it right here, mm-hmm. and I was ready about 2 seconds ago.
Okay, that's
I had
right.
it in front of me, so give me 1 second.
Yes.
Here we go. So what you want to do is you want to come to, wow, sorry.
It's on West Middle Turnpike.
It's yes,
right
it's on West Middle Turnpike.
Plaza.
I know, you know, I go there so often that I'm like, it's on West Middle Turnpike. It's right by the Parkade.
You know
in
where it is.
Yes, it is. I know where it is. I'm going to join them, Brad. I'm going to get my workout on and get just for the cause because, you know, supporting these things from the heart are important, you know, and just because I don't have it, you never know what can happen to people. And I have a lot of friends that have it. So thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, and God bless you. Thanks
have
for being with us.
Thank you for your time. Have a great day.
8:30 in the morning.